Aboleths. The dark depths of water, from oceans to underground caves, can hold many terrors. This is true for real life, certainly, but undoubtedly true for fantasy settings. In such locales, life is generally selfish and centered around survival, and the biggest, scariest creatures have the easiest time of it. In some deep bodies of water, the scariest creature might certainly be an aboleth. Larger, older, and smarter than almost anything else around, aboleths lurk in dark corners of the earth and feast on the minds and bodies of anyone foolish enough to wander close. They are absolutely not a threat to be taken lightly, but their presence might occasionally call for heroes to step in and deal with them. Let's look at the aboleth's publication history and what exactly makes them tick. Aboleths are one of the oldest and most popular creatures to be presented throughout D&D's history, going back to 1981. They first appeared in a module for AD&D 1st Edition called Dwellers of the Forbidden City, where an aboleth was worshipped as a god by a group of mongrel men, who regularly brought it sacrifices. The aboleth was then officially laid out in the Monster Manual 2 in 1983, and would go on to be included in every monster manual for each D&D edition, quite the privilege. Other types of aboleths would be explored over the years, including in an article in the Dragon magazine, issue 131 in 1988, titled Ecology of the Aboleth. The greatest source of information about the aboleth, however, is from the book Lords of Madness, written for D&D 3.5 edition in 2005, which features an entire chapter devoted to the amphibians. I'll primarily be using this source to discuss them. An average aboleth resembles a combination of a fish and a squid, mixed with something you might find lurking at the bottom of the deepest sea. They typically measure 20 feet long and weigh around 6,500 pounds, but the older they get, the larger they grow, and aboleths tend to live a very long time indeed. Each aboleth has four lengthy tentacles that they use to capture prey, as well as moving their bodies outside of water by pulling on nearby surfaces. In the water, aboleths will use their powerful tail to push forward, resembling a snake more than a fish while moving. An aboleth's mouth resembles a triangle when fully open, about 2 feet across on each side, with three long, thin stalks tipped with bony spikes used to push food into its mouth. A number of large orifices cover an aboleth's body, each used to breathe, smell, speak, and expel mucus. This slimy mucus that the aboleth vents from its body is how the creature breathes, and if it loses the ability to create this mucus, it will quickly suffocate. The skin of an aboleth is actually a thick layer of mucous membrane, capable of stretching out to great lengths, making it quite difficult to cut or pierce. Out of the water, this mucous membrane will dry quite quickly, which keeps essential moisture inside of the aboleth's body, but is quite painful and debilitating to the creature. Left out of water for long enough, the aboleth will enter a state of suspended animation, still aware of its surroundings, but unable to move. If wounded in this state, it will quickly bleed to death, but undisturbed, it can last forever, a state known by the aboleths as the long dreaming, a fate far worse than death. The interior of an aboleth largely resembles that of a typical fish, but there are some key differences, obviously. In a large organ similar to a lung called the melothast, the aboleth transforms part of the food it consumes into the mucus that it expels. The mucus mixes with the water around its body, creating a breathable environment, as an aboleth does not breathe water like a normal fish. An aboleth has two hearts, one to pump blood throughout its body, and another specifically to provide blood to its massive brain. Aboleths reproduce asexually, typically once every 5 years, producing only a few eggs at a time. The eggs are placed in an area of solitude, and encased in a layer of mucus. The most important organ of an aboleth is, of course, its brain, which typically accounts for nearly a fifth of its mass. This brain allows for an aboleth's principal capability, psionic abilities. These abilities include mentally communicating with a target, creating intricate illusions in someone's mind, and most horrifically, mentally enslaving an individual. An aboleth can enslave any number of weaker-willed individuals, which they do so for a variety of reasons, from protection, to entertainment, to food. Using a host of minions, an aboleth can extend its reach and influence out into the world, making them incredibly dangerous. Minions are often physically transformed using slime excreted by the aboleth, allowing normally surface creatures to be able to live underwater. An aboleth's collection of minions is often based around their surroundings and surrounding societies, so an aboleth dwelling in a lake near a human nation will have a number of civilized races as minions, while an aboleth in the Underdark may have enslaved groups of drow. Not all those who serve an aboleth are mentally enslaved, however, as some might willingly choose to do so as part of some sort of deal made with the creature. Additionally, a successful aboleth will have a number of humans under their control that were specifically bred for that purpose, called scum. In addition to the psionic abilities their brains grant them, an aboleth's mind is also most well known for containing a flawless memory. An aboleth not only remembers everything that it has ever experienced, which is quite a lot, but also retains memories passed down from previous generations of aboleths, as well as gaining partial memories of any sentient creature it devours. This makes aboleths incredibly knowledgeable about the world, their minds an endless source of information about existence. The disturbing thing is, aboleths seem to contain memories predating creation, and indeed predating the gods. Whether or not these memories are true is another debate, but it's hard to argue that aboleths are easily among the most ancient creatures in existence. This concept of being ancient beyond reckoning explains a lot about why aboleths do what they do. They have witnessed countless nations, civilizations, religions, continents, and so on come and go, with only them remaining. It's said that millions of years ago, the aboleths ruled the primal world, enslaving every other creature that came into being, and creating a twisted and global empire. Eventually, though, this empire fell, for reasons lost to time. Some say the slaves managed to revolt, or there was a great natural disaster, or the aboleths turned on themselves. The most popular theory, though, is that the slaves began praying to a higher power, calling deities into existence, who came and smote the aboleths. Regardless of the reason, the aboleths do seem to share a disdain for the gods, whom they regard as powerful entities, but not actual deities. It's believed, though, that many aboleths wish to rebuild their kingdom of old, and return the world to their hands. Because of this, many aboleths encountered in the world are actually nomadic members of the race, separated from the aboleth cities by choice or by exile. In the deepest parts of the seas exist great and terrifying aboleth cities built with stone and nightmares. Think Lovecraft, and you've got a pretty good idea. Aboleths will occasionally go closer to the surface to snatch a group of slaves and then return them back to the city, a fate certainly worse than death. Very few adventurers have ever laid eyes on an aboleth city, but it's from these places that the creatures hope to rebuild their kingdom. Other aboleth variants include those confined to swamps or mires, able to breathe both air and water, and there are also aerial aboleths that continually reside above the clouds. The mention of H.P. Lovecraft is quite on point, as aboleths borrow quite a lot from the author and his Cthulhu mythos. More so than just the obvious points of underwater monsters and alien cities, but also the whole idea of cosmic horror and creatures ancient beyond reckoning, with no care or thoughts whatsoever for human existence. An Aboleth is not an insurmountable foe, as the clever and strong-willed will eventually be able to break into one's lair and slay it, but their knowledge and reach is immensely impressive, and the presence of an Aboleth near a society might not always be obvious. Whether in a lake or in the deepest ocean, by itself or surrounded by minions, knowledge is power, and Aboleths have plenty of both.